Fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here on the Contractor Fight podcast. We take your questions and we answer them here on the show. Send your questions to help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast to get your questions in front of us. Tom and I will pick the questions that are the most relevant to the people here in the fight. You guys rock. Let's do this.
Fighters, what's going on? It is Contractor Q&A with Tom and Dan. What's up, Dan?
Not much, Tom. Ready to solve the world's problems.
I am too, man. This is going to be good. We got a couple good ones here, or we got a good question here today that we're going to tackle. I'm going to give a context here first. This is from somebody named Vishal, and English is his second language. He is, and I'll just kind of go through this quick. He says, hey, my name is Vishal. I'm from the Fiji Islands. Started my own contracting business, worked as in the trades, blah, blah, blah. Started my own company. Currently, I'm doing some renovation jobs and working my way up for some larger building projects. Okay, so that's where he's at. So here's the question in this situation. In Fiji, there are two main problems that I have noticed that a customer faces with contractors. Number one, fraud contractors leaving the job half complete and not being punctual to work. That's never a problem in the United States, is it, Dan?
I've never seen that.
Yeah. And number two, improper finished work. Homeowners are unsatisfied with the final product outcome, and there's no neat finishing, and they're left with a shit job, right? So here's the actual question now. With these two major drawbacks for the contractors here in Fiji, how can I persuade my customers that my company does not fall in the same list as the other contractors and gain their trust? Appreciate your help in making me stand out in the crowd.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's a great question because I think it applies to so many people. I know, Dan, I've said to you before, like one of my biggest struggles before I knew what the hell I was doing a long time ago was how do I show my value? How do I show I'm different before mm-hmm. somebody hires me, before they have us in the house, right? Because oftentimes right. you don't know if you're getting a good or a bad experience and a good or bad contract until after you hire them. And it's true. Either going great or it's a shit show. So I definitely have some thoughts on this. Curious what you're thinking.
Yeah, I think it's, I will put out just in defense of the trades. We hear these stories all the time about bad contractors and shitty work like on the news and whatnot. Like every disagreement, I usually find it's a two-way street. So I would, one thing, Fishal, I would just suggest you doing, just make sure you're looking at the quality of customer. I got away from a lot of bullshit in my business just by making sure I was targeting the right people to start working for. That said, building your brand and the content is what immediately jumped to my mind, how you differentiate this stuff. And it's everything from videos, whether it's a Facebook Live or just another video showing what your job site looked like. So it's not a shit show of materials strewn all over the place. You know, stuff like Marcus Sheridan talks about and they ask you answer, like send them information about your process so they know what to expect when you show up on the jobs. All of these things, like let them see behind the curtain so that you're not telling them. Everyone tells them something.
Yeah.
You're showing them what's going on. So that's what first jumps to my mind.
Hey, would you work with somebody you've never heard of? Hell no. And other people won't do that either. That's why you need Nice Job. With their help, you can get a whole lot more reviews so potential clients can see how awesome your business is. Let your current clients do your marketing for you with Nice Job. Start your free trial today at thecontractorfight.com/nicejob. Dude, 100% with me. And if you all can hear my dog barking, it's because we have, the queen just got home and the landscapers are working out front and the chihuahua, we have four dogs. The chihuahua is going, meh, I want to come out because I'm a little bitch. All right. Anyway, yeah, I couldn't be more on the same page with you there for that. And it's funny, literally, I say that word so much and I should stop. Yesterday, I had a marathon, a few hours of recording content for our YouTube channel and stuff. And one of the videos we shot that'll be coming out on Contractor Fight TV in not too long is actually called How to Justify Higher Prices. And that's kind of what we're talking about here, right? You don't want to go into defensive mode and, you know, we're amazing and we have high overhead and all that other shit. Okay, but you still can justify why you're worth, why it's reasonable that you're worth more money and how you're different and exactly what you said with the content. And I came up with three things for this video yesterday that I'll share here for Vishal. Is first, it's you can stand apart by the way you communicate, right?
Yep.
You answer your phone, the forms on your site, the ease of your website to find information and pricing. Are you timely? Your grammar, typos, speed in communication, like are you replying quickly? That's a huge differentiator. The second way was you can differentiate with your content, like you were talking about, Dan, educate people, answer those common questions, show. It's so funny, Dan, you use the exact same language I have in my video outline for this. Take us behind the scenes and talk about price. Show us your process. Show us your people. Show us job sites. Educate and really add value that way. And then the third is the experience that you deliver people. Now, I understand, like, he's asking, like, how do I stand out and show that I'm not one of these common contractors in Fiji until after they hire me and they know. And so there's certainly the experience on the job and communication and content. But I think it's the spirit of you and your people. Are you honoring promises that you're making? Are there no loose ends? If you say you're going to call or send something at a certain time, you do that. Like, it's just the ease of working with you, I think, is part of that experience. So all of these things, they build trust even before you set foot on their property to that when you're doing this and you're investing in this content, people are literally calling. See, I use literally again, sorry. People are calling you going, hey, I want to work with you because you're so different. And this is such low hanging fruit. I think it was this video yesterday that we recorded it, that during one of the parts on creating content, I did the typical Tom rant and I was motherfucking people up and down on the video because I'm like, so many of you argue with me on this. You think that there's something easier, but success takes what it takes, right? That you don't really, if you want to be successful, you don't have a lot of choices. I'm quoting Nick Saban. He's like, it takes what it takes to be successful. And if you want to be successful in building your brand and standing out from your competitors and all this stuff, do the shit that we're talking about here. And I appreciate the question. I know it's a struggle. I know there's, but you know what? You know, Dan, we get a lot of pushback on this content thing. Like, I don't have time. And I remember last time we were hanging with Marcus Sheridan, since you brought him up, you know, I think it was every night after the family went to bed for like 3 years, he sat at the kitchen table and wrote 1 to 2 blogs a night every single day of the year for like 3 years. And Marcus is like, you know, don't give me this crap that you don't have time. You have time. And so what if you suck on video? So what if you're not a good writer or whatever it is? You're going to get better because you're going to put in the reps and it's going to be easier.
How much time will you be saving not sitting in front of, you know, trying to justify stuff to homeowners too, if you spend this time on the front end? And that's like evergreen content that lasts forever, which kind of brings my last point. He said he was newer contractor, right?
Yep.
I would just encourage him not to internalize all of these assumptions and reputations that are out there in the market. And just, you know, if you go to a quote or talking to a customer and you're already acting like a beaten dog, trying to address issues that don't even apply to you, I say it's going there with your head held high, you know, talking about, show them your content, communicate correctly, all of that stuff, give them a great experience, but don't go in there apologizing for other people's business and things that happen. Just assume that you're a badass and that's what you're going to deliver. And don't even introduce that in the customer's mind. Sometimes, you know, people get so big and like what they don't do that they start undermining the confidence of the person they're selling to. You're introducing shit they even think of before. So
I love that. Yeah, that's huge because you're basically drilling a hole in your boat before, you know, you even know what's going on.
Exactly.
You're making an assumption.
Yeah.
You know, that they're going to think the same. But yeah, I think, you know, the low-hanging fruit is content, communication. You'll stand apart. Dan, one of the things we did that I'll end with this is in my painting company years ago is our big differentiator was people would go, how are you guys different? You know, people always ask that question, why should we hire your company? And what do most of us do? We have this much experience. We do quality work. We're blah, 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 and this and that. And I would say literally, God damn it, I said it again. I'm really trying not to say that word. I need a shock collar. Whenever I say it, I get my
I'll mail you one. I got tons
or something. I don't know. God, I don't know where that came from. So, but I would be I'd say, Dan, you know, I could tell you about the awards we won and the quality of our work and our people and this and that, but I would say the big differentiator with us that is super, you know, unique is the way we pre-plan a project. And then I would explain and I would talk through how that worked. And that one thing alone, man, got us so much mileage because we brought them behind the scenes. This right. is how we're not waking up tomorrow or 3 weeks from today and go, oh shit, we're going to Dan's house to paint it today. Like we've been planning since you said it's a go and you signed the contract. I brought them behind the scenes of what's all happening, what's going to happen. Earlier, I talked about the experience of honoring your promises. You know, we'd send out our foreman to walk the job with them and confirm the scope of work a week or so before the project. And we just kept everything warm and we honored what we said, and that built the trust. And that, for me, I really think was our biggest differentiator that just really kicked the shit out of our competitors. So
yeah. People like organization. They like knowing what's happening to them. Like when I put mm-hmm. my process on my website, it helped because they just know, like they submit the form that I'm going to be calling them and I'm going to be asking them some questions. Like there's no drama because they just expect it. Yeah, I just think we just ended on just like that thing we always preach about. Customers are always thinking something, so control what they think. And you can do that by feeding them content and information that just gets ahead of any of these doubts or problems before they occur.
Love it, man. Love it. All right, guys. Appreciate the questions. If you have one for us, send it to helpofthecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast. If you haven't already done so, please give us a review on iTunes, Apple Music, whatever the heck it's called, so that stuff like this gets to more contractors so that everybody gets better and it's better for everybody. So anyway, with that, Dan, good hanging. We'll see you guys next time. Hey, fighters, hopefully you got some value today from the Q&A episode and that you learned something that you can apply in your business. If you have a question, send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com. And in the subject line, put the word podcast, and we will get that question. We'll answer it on air for you. And also, don't forget to share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this. Super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.